Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Okay, so we are live again, and this is the after show. So for those of you that are here, if you could please retweet either Hallie's tweet or my tweet about where we're at right now, and hopefully you were able to take a break, take care of your business, get another glass of wine, shout out, you know who you are, and hopefully everybody's good to go now. Hallie, are you with us? Hallie Fay. No, I cannot hear you. She said, damn it, hold on. Okay. So, Hallie, I don't know if you know or not. You have a different call-in number from everybody else. Your call-in number is on the top right-hand side of the screen. It says host call-in number and then PIN. Yes, you can. I don't know if you can hear me or not. Maybe I should text you the answers instead of telling you. Okay, so let me see. Some of you are having an issue. Let me see. Okay, they're saying that the show didn't start yet, and it should be up for you guys now. I'm going to go ahead and tweet the information again so that everybody knows where we're at. And Hallie's supposed to be switching over and calling in because we can't hear her, I think, because of her microphone.
Hello?
So, there she
Hello?
Is.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you hear me? Okay.
I had my microphone on, and you couldn't hear me, and I was, like, screaming at you. It was awesome.
Okay, I just need to take a second to point out the fact that whenever Marshall said that we had contacted him, he hashtagged holler, and he doesn't know us, never listened to us or anything like that. So, of course, he didn't do it for that reason, and so that made it even more special to me that he liked the same word I liked, and he said holler. I love saying holler. My friend, just so you guys know where I got it from, my friend that just had the twins, the Foster twins, well, they're not Foster babies, their last name is Foster. So, anyway, my friend that had the twins, she and I have been friends since we were little kids, and she always, like, whenever people started saying holla, okay, well, she's from the country, and so holla wasn't an option for her, and so she, country girl, kicked it and said holler, and so I always said it making fun of her, and then I ended up saying it more often. So just so that she knows also, I'm going to teach that to her babies, and they're going to be all holler in their little tiny babies.
I need you to know that this show filled up in, like, 0.4 seconds.
Yes, I love it.
I was like, what's
Hi
going
guys.
On? I've That's never seen so... this before.
Yeah, you haven't seen it before on that side. Now you, I like this.
Trust me out.
Yeah, it kind of makes you worry a little bit. Like, oh, God, I hope I can live up to the expectations of all these people that just showed the
right?
fuck up out of nowhere.
I was screaming at you. I was like, can you hear me?
Okay, but what would you have done if everybody else could hear you but me? And you
It would have been really funny.
Person, and it was on the beginning of the show, and it's there for everyone. That's awesome. Okay, so I text you both of the phone numbers, and let me see.
Just let me know when to call them.
I think I just need to breathe for a second.
You're telling me, dude. We never intended to have two shows. We really never intended to have an after show. So if
no.
there's a question mark by their phone number, does that mean that they want to talk?
I wish I had left it up so I could tell you. It like,
yeah.
Do you see next to my phone number what it looks like?
Yeah.
That's because I asked to talk. So does anybody, okay. If you're listening right now.
It looks exactly
now,
the same.
And you want to help Hallie figure this out, press 1
just press
so that you can talk to us for a second.
A bunch
press
of you.
1 and we're going to take a call. Pussy Pants sister is creeping. Somebody's
oh,
going
okay.
to talk
yeah,
about.
Okay, yeah, it's the question mark. Who do we want to talk
okay.
to? Okay. You want
to
talk to somebody?
Talk to the first person in line, yeah.
I'm really excited. Okay, 860, you are live.
Hi.
Hi.
What's up, guys?
Okay, so who is this?
This is Lauren, a tie-dyed mind.
Hi, Lauren.
How are you?
Are you enjoying the show so far?
I am very much so enjoying the show.
I'm not. Okay, I have anxiety from this.
Yeah, Hallie, you're making me laugh because you're talking about you, and I can just imagine. But I actually didn't mean to press one, so I'm sorry.
But you
helped
us,
okay.
So it's okay.
You did.
Now, Hallie, do you see where the little right next to the button that you click to let her on? Click the one right to the right of that so you can put her back on without hanging up on her. And that way.
Okay, thanks for talking to us.
Thanks, girls. I'm excited to hear you guys talk to Candy.
We are too.
Okay.
Thank you for listening.
Oh, of course.
Hold on, I want to
do
it again.
Now you click one to the right. Okay, do it.
There's two people. Okay. 515. 515.
She wants you to talk to us, 515.
Okay, I'm about to meet you. There's one more.
You're nicer than me. If I call you twice and you don't say something, the third time I call you, I'm not muting you. I'm hanging up on your ass. We're done. Breaking up. Done. You're out of here.
Okay, 956.
Hello?
Hello.
That's you. Hi.
Hi.
This is so exciting.
Okay. What's your name and where are you from?
My name's Lily and I'm from Texas. South Texas.
Yay, Texas.
Yay. I'm kind of whispering because my baby's sleeping.
Oh.
But I'm in shock with all the information Paula has given.
Yeah, we kind of are too. Yesterday when I talked to her, I just, like, wanted to verify that there was different information than what we already knew, and then she gave even more information tonight than she gave me yesterday, so I was pleased.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Okay, one more, sorry.
Baby.
I like babies now.
412.
Hi, girls.
Hi.
This is City.
Wait, so that's...
Oh, I'm sorry.
City Dog 417.
Okay.
I tweet
you
guys
all
the time. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, I love the show tonight. I have a question, though.
Okay.
You guys got J.E. all worked up. What do you think is happening with Cam? You think she's in a lather, too?
Oh, yeah, because the reason... See, what had happened
She wrote that
was,
story.
What had happened
that's
was they're both
crazy.
Listening because that's what happens. They both listen. They both get mad. They get together, decide to write the article. I mean, please.
But it's just such bullshit, you know? And it kills me that they say that you guys don't know the truth. That's the thing that kills me because Janelle couldn't tell the truth if it, you know, hit her in the fucking face, truly. So,
no,
I don't know.
Janelle could not hit the truth if she fell out of a boat. Like, the truth does not reside anywhere in her mind. I don't think, I'm not just saying it to be funny. I think that she lies so much that sometimes she doesn't even remember what the real truth was.
I was talking to a friend of mine the other day who has her master's in counseling, and I was telling her about, like, some of the ways that she deals with things and, like, biting him in the back, and she said her... like diagnosis or whatever ever was that she has the coping skills of a toddler. And I thought that was just perfect.
It is. That's pretty accurate.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking like a fresh toddler too. Like not a crossover to a preschooler. We're talking just toddling.
Like right from baby Kai to toddler Kai.
Uh-huh.
All right, I won't keep you guys. I love you, and I'm just having so much fun listening to you. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks
for
calling.
Listening.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, I have one of those things that I might get burned on the cross for saying.
Oh, God.
But I'm going to say it anyway.
Did I mute you?
No. Okay. So, today, when Janelle posted the picture of Kaiser eating the eggs and French toast, was I the only one that thought that baby had the same size forearms as me? Y'all go ahead and tweet
me.
Like, it's going to be like,
right.
It's going to be like 80% of the people agree with me and like 20% of the people are wishing that I would go straight to hell.
I mean, never mind.
He's a very cute little baby. I'm, you know, nothing against the child whatsoever, but I just think that he's probably been fed to keep him quiet. That's all I'm saying.
That's what a lot of people actually said. I was getting messages today, and they were like, you know, I think if he makes a noise, he gets a bottle.
Right. That's what I think, too.
So
I mean, it's nothing. There, nothing about it is controllable by him. He is an infant.
No.
Okay. So it's all, I mean, here I go again. But if I give Chubby food every time he asks for food, that little fucker would be 500 pounds right now.
Right.
Just Kaiser cannot, he can't dictate when he eats and when he doesn't eat. So that's something that she is doing to him. He's not doing that to himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
He's,
so
he's
are
adorable,
you ready to talk?
But. Yeah.
He is adorable.
Hold on. Let me get it.
Okay. So do you see at the top of the screen how to call?
The phone, yeah.
Okay. So be right. Ready in case she doesn't answer. A little box is going to pop up, and it's going to tell you that it's calling them. But be ready in case she doesn't answer to hit the cancel button. And it takes a few seconds, so don't wait until she starts saying her phone number, or it'll be too late.
Hold on. I'm confused. It's telling me to upgrade. I don't need to upgrade.
No.
Okay. Just making sure. Okay, so if I'm calling Candace first, so if you're listening, be ready.
Be ready.
Okay.
In the meantime, somebody says, do you still listen to ham shows? Still not for the EQ, because I don't know. No, we don't.
Oh, we don't listen to that. We hear about it, though.
Hello.
Hi, Candy.
Hi, is this Candy?
Yes, this is.
Have you ever been called and greeted by two people at the same time?
I'm sorry, you all. I'm sick, and I'm all stuffy, but I wanted to make sure I wanted to call and talk to Paula. I'm fucking pissed off about that article, that bullshit article Janelle is telling people to read. I don't know why it has to do with me and Patrick and stuff, but seriously, if I lived close to Janelle, I would knock her fucking head off. I'm so upset about it.
You and me both, sister.
That
okay,
fucking
so,
cunt.
Hallie, do you want to go ahead and call Paula now so we can have everybody on?
Yep.
This is Hallie's first time running the switchboard part of it. So this is kind of a little learning experience for her.
It's really scary for me right now. It's styling.
Oh.
Hello?
Paula, can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, girls, you should both be able to hear each other now.
Hey, Paula.
Hey, Candace.
Did you get my text messages that I was writing you?
Oh, I don't have time to get to everything because there's so much going on.
Yeah, did you read the article that Janelle just wrote? Well, of course she wrote it, but she had somebody else
she wrote an
write
article
it for her.
Now?
Yeah, the whole
article
about the whole article about you being on cocaine or whatever. The whole the first part is about me and Patrick and about how we used her and to get a free trip and they spent all their money on us.
Doesn't everybody use her for things? She's still using abused.
It pisses me off.
Paula, we can't hear you.
Don't let it get to you. I just piss you off.
It pisses
me
off.
Can
you hear me now? Just, you know, if you're going to if you paid for shit, I'm the first person to say, hey, you paid for shit. That's awesome. You know, thanks for paying for my dinner. Thanks for paying for our flights. Thanks for, you know, letting us stay in this hotel for free.
Candace.
Yeah.
Do this from now. Do it like me. If she paid for anything or whatever she claims that she has paid, which she really didn't pay for fucking shit, Nathan paid for a few things, and it, besides the ticket, which was a big gift, everything else, cabs and stuff were split, and we both know that. So whatever she says, just don't let it get to you. And that's exactly what she wants. And if she has paid anything or spent any money, well, consider that to cover for losses and all the stress that she has caused.
Oh, no, I will be putting my bank statement. I'm going to mark off my account number and other little things and stuff, but I will be putting my bank statement of what we spent and the money that we took out and stuff where it shows that we spent $1,200. And Janelle can put her bank statement, the same thing I'm doing, and show everybody that she paid for everything. She has receipts and stuff. She could do that on her bank card and stuff, so she can do it. But she can't do it because she didn't fucking pay for shit.
Well, I just got to the point with all that. I paid this, I paid for that. You know what? I don't give a shit. Because you saw when I picked up the phone after my birthday dinner and I came back and found out that she was trying to cancel the card. At that moment, which I didn't even mention this earlier, but you were sitting outside with me. I was sitting outside. Nicola was sitting outside. When I called MTV, and I called Alexis, and I had her on speakerphone. You remember that? And I asked
her,
I explained the situation to her, and she said, Paula, you don't have to worry about it. You can charge whatever you want to the room because the room is being paid by MTV. And that was the first time we found out that the room was being paid for MTV. Remember, we didn't even know that.
Yeah.
They were claiming that they were paying for it the whole time. And at that time, we found out that MTV was paying for the room through Alexis. So that's when I looked at you and I said, yeah, we're running a fucking tab then. Tomorrow we're having fucking margaritas for breakfast.
But what's funny is that me and Patrick, we paid for our own drinks. The drinks that you got, she told you, hey, you can go ahead and charge what you want to charge because you're going to get your MTV check the next day and you can pay us back. There was an agreement that you two had. You even gave me the phone, and she was talking to me because you were really sad about missing your children. You were sad about how Janelle treated you and stuff. So I was on the phone with her while you were upset and Janelle and Nathan were gone, pretending that they had an amazing vacation, hugging and kissing, putting photos on Twitter, when really 2 hours before that, they were punching each other in the fucking face. Nathan was choking her out and stuff.
Wait a minute. Let's hear
that. The whole fucking trip, all they did was fight. Janelle, on it. She wants Nathan to hit her. She yells at him and yells at him. And Nathan has a temper. Nathan goes after her and he acts like he's going to hit her and then he holds back because he knows, you know what, if I hold back.
That's exactly what you want.
Yeah, I didn't listen to most of that radio thing that Paula did. I only listened to the end of it because I'm sick and I fell asleep and I woke up and I was thinking, oh my goodness, I need to call Paula. And I wanted to tell her, hold on 1 second, you all.
I think I lost him. Everybody there?
Yes.
Hello?
Okay, yeah, everybody's there.
Somebody tell Jelly I wasn't laughing at Kaiser. I was laughing at Smarty saying that. She was going to get in trouble.
What do you mean somebody tell her? You're telling her right now. That bitch is listening.
Oh, yeah, she's listening. Yeah, I wasn't laughing at Kaiser, so. Man, she needs
to laugh. Nobody was laughing at Kaiser. All I said was that He gets fed in order to keep him quiet. Period. If you don't like it, suck it.
Anyways, okay.
Okay, where did Candy go?
Hello.
There she is.
Okay. I'm sorry, you all.
So,
I'm actually going to my car because my kids are in the living room and I was in my bedroom, and I don't want them hearing me yell or anything.
Oh,
so
you mean you're a
little Patrick
mother?
Tried to come into my bedroom, and I was like, I'm really mad, but I don't want him being in there. So,
well, high five. Good job.
So I apologize for that long break I just took.
That's all right. So whenever you get where you can talk.
I can talk.
Okay. So you were saying that basically she keeps on and keeps on with him because she wants him to hit her.
Yeah, she wants him to hit her. She knows that Nathan has a temper. And the thing is, what sucks is that Nathan really is a nice person. He tries really hard. It's just for some reason he makes dumb decisions. Like, most of the whole arguments, yes, it was, you know, Nathan was flirting with bartenders and stuff, and they're both jealous of each other. Like, Janelle went down to get a drink, and Nathan blew up. She didn't talk to the bartender. Nathan grabbed her phone. He was screaming. Me, Paula, and Janelle were panning and stuff, and we kind of thought it was funny. Like, really, why is he going crazy and stuff? But as the days went on and they both were like that, it wasn't funny anymore. It was miserable. They treated us like crew members. They treated us like we were supposed to wait on them. We were supposed to listen to them. Like, we were not friends. The only reason why me and Patrick was there, now, we did not know. We thought we got invited because we were all friends. No, we got invited because they had no fucking friends. We were the only ones that could go because Nathan asked his friend Daniel and Daniel's friend Ashley if they would go, and they said no. The only reason why we were there was so MTV could see that Nathan had a fucking friend, and Nathan blew it. Like, he fucked up that whole friendship for Janelle.
So he and Pat don't talk anymore at all?
No, there's no friendship. There will never be a friendship. Pat actually Patrick changed his phone number. For no reason, you know, there was nothing, nobody gave his number out. He was like, you know what, I'm going to change my number, because in St. Thomas, Nathan said something like, ha, 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 me and Pat will, you know, we'll get in a big fight, and in 3 months, Patrick will just, you know, I'll call Patrick and we'll be friends again. That's not going to happen. There's no friendship at all.
So basically he thinks that he can do and say whatever, and Patrick and him are still going to be friends.
Because that's what happened in the Marine Corps. Nobody liked Nathan. Everybody was mad at Nathan. And everybody loved Patrick and stuff. But Patrick still liked Nathan and stuff. Patrick still worked out with Nathan, even though everybody kind of gave Patrick a hard time and stuff. I really didn't. When all Patrick's friends were telling me, all his Marine friends were like, oh, you know, why are y'all hanging out with Nathan? And they call him something different. I'm going to call him Nathan, though. I told Patrick on the way up there, the first time I met Nathan, I said, it is really rude and mean that everyone picks on him. I said, I don't understand it. No, when I went up there and met Nathan, we actually left his house and stayed with another friend, one of Patrick's friends that lives nearby and stuff, because we had such a miserable time there. We gave it a second chance, and that's when we met Janelle and stuff. We kind of had a good trip. It's just on and off. It, you know, it varies. One minute we'll have a good day with Nathan, and then he'll say something or do something that ruins the whole entire day. Just because he doesn't even think. His jokes aren't funny. His jokes put you down, and it's like he's trying to embarrass you or belittle you. The bragging about how much money you have, the reason why Paula said that Janelle makes $300,000 is because they said that 200 times while we were in St. Thomas. This is how much I make. This is how much we make. we can't get a reservation. Let's say that we're on MTV. I'm going to pull the MTV card. That's embarrassing.
Candy.
Yeah.
And she would say that as she was laughing at some of the tweets that people were putting online.
Yeah.
People would tweet mean stuff, and when she didn't have an argument, to that tweet, when somebody tweeted something that got on her nerves, and you could see that it clearly upset her, and she didn't have a comeback for that person or something that she could post that could anger that person just as much, she would look at us and say, like, who cares? I'm the one making $340,000 a year. Ha, ha,
that's
ha.
That's nothing we made up. That's something they must have made up, but they told us. I don't know if they really make that, but don't tell somebody that you make that when you don't. And then don't try to lie and say that it was me and Paula and Noah. I mean, Noah didn't do anything. Poor Noah, he's the nicest person that me and Patrick's ever met. And so is Paula. Paula didn't do anything. No, Janelle kept on and kept on and kept on. And Nathan also. Both of their tempers, both of them talking about one another to us, talking about Paula and Noah to us, talking about us to Paula. I mean, of course, at the end of the day, it's going to blow up. We all talk. So eventually, we all got pissed off and was like, you know what? Nobody gives a shit if you're on fucking MTV. If you're going to be a bitch, we're going to sit there and tell you that you're a bitch. You are a bitch. Janelle, you are a bitch.
She heard you. Just, yeah. So they're so mad right now. Okay, so I have a couple of questions that people want me to ask you, Candy. So the first question that someone wants to know is, did you guys ever meet Bree?
Okay, I don't know any.
Lived with before.
Oh yeah, we met her.
The one that had the little girl.
Yes, we met her. We actually the first time I met Nathan. Nathan and Patrick were talking, and Patrick was like, "You know what? I think we're going to go down to Myrtle Beach. We're going to go spend some time with my friend Jason." And Nathan's like, "Just stay here." He's like, "I got a 4-bedroom house. You know, just stay here. Man, it'll be so nice to, you know, hang out, and you can meet my girlfriend." And we were like, "That's awesome." So we drove down there and stuff, stayed down there. And he was like, "Yeah, we're about to meet my girlfriend." He was talking about Janelle and stuff. So we thought we were going to meet Janelle. No, we met a total different girl. Sweetest little girl. I mean, I really felt bad.
She is so sweet.
We all drunk together. They were boyfriend and girlfriend that night. We had an amazing time. And so it was a great night. And so we just chilled on the porch and just talked. And she talked about her daughter. Nathan talked about his daughter. It was just, it was normal and it was relaxing. And seriously, the next day, Nathan was like, "Okay, well, let's go see my girlfriend," and it was Janelle. And then later on that night, he kicked that girl Bree out. He tried to kick her out at 2 o'clock in the morning with her little girl and was screaming at her. And she was crying, and she was saying she was going to kill herself. And Patrick told Nathan, which, I mean, she had to pack all her stuff. He was throwing all her stuff and stuff. So you can imagine really what was going on in her mind. And Patrick told Nathan, Patrick said, "I don't care what you all do, but you're not going to drive at 2 o'clock in the morning and stuff with your daughter. You're not going to kill your daughter. No, you're going to go back in there, and if Nathan wants you to leave, then you can leave in the morning. You're not going to do that." And he told Nathan.
You guys had already been drinking?
Yes, this was the next day. But yeah, we were drinking that night also. We were on vacation. That's what you do. You just, not drunk, but just like one or two, like little
Smirnoff. But she had been drinking, and he expected her to get in the car and drive her child.
Yeah, he did not care. And the whole entire time, all he kept saying was, "I'm so excited. Ooh, I hit the big one. Now I'm going to be on TV. Nathan, he does not need to sit there and act like he did not know that Janelle wasn't on the MTV, because the whole entire weekend, that's all he talked about, and it was how famous he was going to be. That's why Nathan is with Janelle. He might love her, but that love is a lot, it has a lot to do with that money and being on MTV, him being famous. Because I think for a long time, Nathan got made fun of. And I know that he got made fun of in the military, and I'm pretty sure he always said that he got made fun of in school. So he likes that. Of course he's going to like it. No one's ever liked him.
A form of acceptance for him.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't say that when Nathan has talked to me, he's always been nice to me. But then when Janelle got mad at me, Nathan was instantly mad at me too, just because she said so. So it really seems
like the bully will tell them how to feel about people and so on. Ask Candace how many times Nathan fights with Janelle and then calls Patrick and talks to them and is all nice and tries to be their friend again. And then all of a sudden the next day he calls and says, you know what, me and Janelle are fine and we cannot be friends. We just can't be friends anymore, dude. I'm like,
wow.
And it's like and here's the thing. Do not call my husband saying that you all cannot be friends. My husband already told you, y'all were not friends. I'm not saying this because Patrick's my husband. He really does have some amazing friends, and they are pretty awesome. And he has tons of them from the Marine Corps. He does not need to be your friend. And just like what Patrick has always told Nathan, you are still that same little guy that was in the Marine Corps. Just because you're on TV and stuff doesn't mean anything. You cannot be an asshole to everybody and think that they should accept that because you're on MTV.
Okay. So now somebody else wants to know if you guys have ever met Jace, Janelle's son.
Yeah, we've met Jace, and he was never mean. He was really nice to the kids. The kids loved him. Me and Patrick and our kids, our three children, actually took Jace to, I don't know what it's called. It just has, like, a bunch of rides and stuff in Myrtle Beach. It's like the boardwalk or something. I don't know. I'm not from there. I'm guessing.
Adventure.
I don't know, but we took – I have no clue. It was just like a thing with a bunch of rods and stuff. I don't know the name of it. But
okay.
We took him. He had an amazing time. He was nice. He'd never hit any of the kids. He'd never said any bad words. He wasn't shy. He was a really nice boy.
Okay, so, but the reason I ask is because it's pretty well known that he spent, well, of course, because her mom has custody of him, but she doesn't spend very much time with him at all. She tries to make it seem like she spends a lot of time with him, but she doesn't see him much at all. So that's why we were asking.
She had him. She had him overnight. She had him one. We got there late, and he was already sleeping. And we had him. And Janelle, we all went out to eat that day together. And to be honest with you, I'm not gonna lie. He acted like he loved her. And stuff. I mean, I don't know. I was only there for one day. I mean, it seemed normal. I'm not going to pretend that he hated her. And it was just a normal time with normal friends and family.
That's good. And just so you guys know, we don't want you to, you know, to over-exaggerate or say anything that's not true or anything like that. Just tell it how it is.
Yeah.
If he was really good with him, that's awesome. That's what we want for him. Unfortunately, he just doesn't spend a lot of time. Well, I don't know if it's unfortunate or not.
The thing is, I don't know how she is with him because you can be a completely different way when you're behind closed doors. So
exactly.
I don't know. I just know the couple times that we've seen, we actually visit them for a weekend, me and Patrick and our three children, and he was there for a couple of days, but Nathan and Janelle got in a big argument, so she took Jace back
to
Babs'
house. I gotta go here
soon,
guys. I gotta hang up. I gotta go here very soon.
Okay.
Because my best friend's mom actually just got into a car accident, so we're gonna have to
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
Is she okay?
I know. No, she's okay. She's fine. Her car is just not able to get her home, so she's got to go pick her up. And I want to.
Paula, I'm gonna call you tonight or call you tomorrow if it's too late.
Okay, just call me tomorrow because I'll probably be going to bed here soon too. Because my kids are always up at 7 o'clock in the morning, no matter what happens. anyway. But yeah, I still have about 15 more minutes. So if you guys wanted to get to like some of the other questions, just to finish up as far as the St. Thomas thing and get on the video part.
What video are you talking about?
The video where Janelle
threatens Noah.
While you guys were in St. Thomas.
And I do want to say something. Everyone, for some reason, everybody says that video was directed towards me like me and Janelle were arguing. I had nothing to do with that video. I didn't think that Janelle was going to say that to Noah. The reason why I turned on my phone is because Janelle was cussing Paula out. And then within a second, she got on the phone and was talking to her producer and started crying and started saying, listen to Paula, help me. And I wanted him to see how she acted because I knew she was going to start cussing at Paula again. And so nobody knew what she was going to say to Noah. It wasn't, oh, well, let me be sneaky and let me film her saying this to Noah and stuff. It was to show how fake she was.
I was in the back porch with Patrick at that point, and then everybody came inside, and she had the security guard at the door where she was standing.
Okay, so when the video cut off, what happened?
Patrick stood up. Everybody, go on, Paula. I'll let you.
Everybody ran to the door because Noah is sitting down, and he's a very calm and collected person. And I mean, the minute everybody that saw the video can see, like the minute that he gets up, everybody's already heading to the door, including Nathan himself, who was sitting holding his head with.
Even the security guard was pissed off.
Even the security guard, because the security guard. And nobody knew that at that point, but had served in the military. So at the moment that a human being gets to the point where it's so evil, so selfish, that she tells somebody that she's glad that not only their best friend died, but that person died in combat. That person died fighting for your freedom, you fucking bitch. He died to make sure that we lived peacefully in America like we do today. That's what they were doing there. And she says that she's glad that person died and doesn't stop there and takes it up another notch, or let's say not up, but down, and wishes that Noah had died in war as well. He was
That's something that you can't forgive her for doing. She can apologize in so many ways, which she didn't. It was a shitty apology, and she didn't.
And she has no remorse. No remorse. No remorse whatsoever. After the happening, I swear to God, when everybody got up, like I said on Facebook, swear to God, when I got to the point where I had a view of that door, all I saw was that bitch running so fucking fast. If she wasn't chicken, there wouldn't have been a single feather left in her body. That's how fast she was running. She was gone, and the security guard just stepped away. He's like, I don't give a shit about you. You can get that kind of shit. Fuck you, bitch. Like, they can get your ass. I don't give a shit.
The thing is, on a serious note, really, veterans come home with PTSD. Veterans feel guilty if someone has passed away, if someone has got blown up. And for her to say that to Noah, and there have been so many veterans who have been killed over there, overseas, over in Iraq, over in Afghanistan, you name it, to sit there and say that, and her fans, they think that's okay. And they do not care and stuff. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous that she would say that. She's a grown woman. There's a lot that do care, but there are some who just do not care. She is in the right no matter what.
Go along with whatever she says. It wouldn't matter if that girl. We can't really hear you, Paula.
When we got back to the lobby, you remember this, Candace? And we were waiting for a cab because that was the point where she kicked us out of the room. That MTV was paying for it, and Noah and I actually got paid. We got paid by MTV in order to film. We got paid $250 every time that we filmed, and I mean, you have to, because being around her, it's a fucking job, and you have to wait for her the whole fucking day.
It was a job. It wasn't a vacation. It was a, here, can you talk about Jace? Will you talk about Babs? Oh, I know that you just said this, but can you talk about Jace again? Can you talk about how much you miss Jace?
What do they say about Babs?
The, the part of the engagement dinner that was coached was pretty much that. Why don't you guys reinforce the custody thing? Why don't you guys talk about how prepared you are to take custody of Jace and so on and on. So literally, MTV was trying to like surround her with better people to see in any way, shape, or form they could better
her image
and possibly end this T-Mom thing with some positive things, you know, which.
I'm going to tell you what Janelle. Listen, I'm going to tell you what Janelle told all of us in St. Thomas. She said that her producer, which is Alexis, I think that's her name, used to be Leah's producer. I think her name's Leah. I don't watch Teen Mom, so just bear with me. The blonde-headed girl with three children. But she couldn't be her producer no more because she just can't work with her. That she's all over the place. So she told us, Janelle told us that that woman told her that Chelsea and Leah got managers and they went to court to get a raise. Well, they won and they told Janelle, they said, if you do not go to court, don't worry about it and stuff. You'll get the raise because we're going to have to give everybody one if they get one. Well, they went ahead and won their case, so Janelle got a raise. But they said because Janelle didn't go to court, they were going to make Janelle into the good person and Leah into the bad person. And I thought to myself, that's insane to do that. But you know what? The whole entire time, the fight-in, just like the little bickering and stuff that Nathan and Janelle went through for like the first day, they didn't record any of that. It was like they're trying to make Janelle look like this perfect person, but if she didn't have her Twitter, you would think that she was. But she puts all her drama on Twitter, so you know her life is just falling apart. We thought Janelle, I actually thought Janelle was a pretty nice person. I was like, you know what? She is really nice. I don't know why everyone keeps saying that she's crazy. You know, I mean, I've been with her for a whole week. It's, I'm mad at myself. Like, shit, man, that girl, she got me, you know? She got me good.
Well, let me ask you a question, and I guess this is to both of you, since you spent time with the crew, too. There was a blind item that was released that says, basically, that Janelle has, like, a side relationship with one of her crew members. Did you guys witness anything like that?
Uh-uh. Not me.
No.
I've never seen anything.
Okay. So the little bickering, you say, wasn't caught on camera. Now, when it got to the point of, you know, him supposedly choking her and...
It's once MTV got on the plane and they were going home, like, I shouldn't say MTV, but the crew and stuff, once they got home, it was completely two different people. It was
okay,
like
so
she
came,
held it in.
Filmed a little bit and left.
They filmed a couple hours throughout the day, and then we would go have dinner. And at night, they didn't film anything. When we went out and stuff to bars, like we actually went to one bar and seen the crew. Well, not everybody in the crew, but we seen a few of them and stuff. They didn't care. They actually, there was a few that was drinking with us afterwards. That was drinking while they were taping. So, I mean,
the crew was drinking while they were taping?
While they were taping us, they were having drinks.
Wow.
They weren't chugging them down, but they were having drinks.
Right.
You got to think, the crew is young also. But not the whole crew. There's a lot of...
Who gave her the gummy bears?
I can't say because I really don't have proof, so I can't say because I really could get sued for the gummy bears. But somebody did give her weed gummy bears because
but
she was saying that she was...
Patrick, right?
It wasn't me, Patrick. It wasn't Paula or Noah.
And it wasn't Nathan?
And it wasn't Nathan. And
okay,
I was there. We all witnessed
okay.
it. I don't think Paula witnessed it because I think Paula was outside swimming. In her dress.
Awesome. Was that because of breakfast margaritas or no?
That was, the thing is, that was after the proposal dinner. We went out, we laid out, we only had maybe 40 minutes to get ready for the proposal dinner. We was swimming and stuff. And then afterwards, we came back to the hotel and we all went swimming again. So it wasn't like it was like a huge thing that was planned. Like Janelle's hair was really wet from the water that we just got done swimming in.
During the proposal it was, filming?
Yeah, I had to hurry up and roll her hair, and we didn't even have time, so her hair didn't even, like, curl, because we really only had, like, 40 minutes for all of us to get ready and just hurry up as fast as we can. I don't even think Paula and Noah, I think they got there. Yeah, they got there and really had to hurry up and get dressed so we can head on out. They couldn't, like, unpack or anything.
What, Paula?
I didn't get my hair done, makeup, anything.
Nope, nothing.
And left.
Okay, so during all of this, while the fighting was going on and all that, so MTV is not filming any of the fights, no matter how big or small. They're just trying to make her look like...
There wasn't any big fights when they were there. Just a little bickering.
No,
they didn't film it.
All the fights when the crew was there.
What about
the
choking incident?
For as long as cameras were around.
Yeah,
the choking incident.
After.
Because
the choking incident was after, and I don't even. The thing is, Paula was talking about Janelle got her shoes wet and she ran up and she was pissed off. Well, Nathan didn't chase after her right away. Nathan walked over towards us and Nathan was making fun of Janelle and he was pissed off. He's like, fucking bitch. He was like, man, how's she going to get fucking pissed off? And she's mad. She's running off and she wants me to chase after her. Janelle ran back to the beach and yelled at Nathan, and then Nathan chased after her.
And she was angry at me, pissed off at me, because I laughed really loud when she got water in her shoes. I thought it was
and
hilarious.
It was funny. It was funny. If I knew, I probably would have laughed also. Just to not laugh at her, but just like, you know what, it's okay, you know. It's what people do. That's what friends do. They giggle. They make a bad situation into a good situation. It
okay,
wasn't where Paula was like, ha ha, that's why your shoes are wet, bitch, you know?
Okay. So somebody else wants to know, does Janelle get hair and makeup when they normally film, or were you doing her hair and makeup for free?
She didn't have her makeup done at all. They did have an episode where the crew wanted her to put makeup on, and they came and got me in the middle of me getting ready. They came and got me and said, hey, will you sit next to Janelle? So, because we don't have any, and again, I don't know because I don't watch Teen Mom. If I would have watched Teen Mom, I would have never went on the trip. But anyway, they said, will you sit down and talk to Janelle while she puts on makeup? Because we don't have any little clips of her with friends. So Janelle actually put on just a little bit of makeup and... She went in there and showed me some eyebrow stuff that she uses, some, like, cream
oh,
that
Lord.
She uses for her eyebrows.
She needs help with her eyebrows. Why is she telling anybody about their fucking eyebrows?
But she doesn't wear makeup. She is tan. When you are, women know when you are tan, you are tanning and you are taking that injectable stuff to get tan. You usually don't wear makeup. You don't need it. You just throw on some mascara and... Well, Nathan's been taking it forever. He was taking it the first time we met him. We watched him inject himself with it, and it's just to make him brown. It's to make his skin darker. I don't think it gets you high or nothing like that, because I do know that Nathan doesn't do drugs. I do know that.
See, and that's so weird for me, because he seems to allow her... I mean, when she was pregnant, she was smoking. You guys know that because they came up to the wedding and the whole car smelled like weed.
Yeah, and Nathan actually asked Patrick, like, hey, you know, do you know anybody who wants to smoke with Janelle? Are you fucking kidding me? I told Patrick,
wow.
I said, Patrick, tell Nathan that I'm going to go off and stuff. And
yeah.
Patrick's like, I'm not telling Nathan nothing. Fucking let Nathan deal with that shit. You know, we're getting married. Our whole wedding was fucking messed up because of Janelle and Nathan. You know, Nathan was supposed to do a speech at our wedding, and right before he's supposed to do the speech, he came up to us as we're eating. He came up to us and said, I gotta go. Janelle's pissed off. She's really mad. I gotta leave. I had to leave my dinner. I didn't even eat dinner. Walk out to the car and ask her to come in. and
what?
Let them fight. And, Nathan,
I have a secret to say that I just remembered, and I have to hang up, but I want to say it.
Do tell us.
Remember, Candace, how when we were in St. Thomas, remember the color that Janelle picked for her wedding dress?
Red. Her wedding dress is red.
Oh. She's going to be so mad.
She needs a tail and devil ears and a fork to go with it.
Yep. Nobody cares about her wedding, about how many times has she been married.
It's going to be like the devil walking down the aisle. Can the devil go to the church? No, it's going to have to be an outside wedding.
Yeah.
A red
okay,
wedding
so
dress.
Tell us about what happened at your wedding.
At my wedding, I had to go out there. I had to ask Janelle, like, come on in here. You know, Nathan wants to do a speech. You know, they were arguing. Well, Nathan's in the middle of the parking lot. All my guests are out there staring at them, fighting. Nathan is screaming on the top of his lungs, you know, about Kiefer. I don't know Kiefer. Don't care to know him. About them texting.
What was said about Kiefer?
Nathan was yelling at, is that his name, Kiefer?
Yes.
Anyway.
Yes.
Nathan was yelling at Janelle because Janelle said something about Nathan was talking to a blonde-headed girl. And she was like, you were talking to a blonde-headed girl. And he got pissed off because all of Patrick's Marine friends that know Nathan was all standing there. And Nathan got mad and said, you're not going to act like you're fucking innocent when you're sending naked pictures to Kiefer with my baby in your stomach. She did not say anything. Me, I'm in my wedding dress. And so I said, okay, let's just go have fun. Let's go dance. People make mistakes. I'm trying to just calm everyone down now. Well, them two down. And then what's crazy is that they came back in, danced, ate, had a great time. And then later on that night, got in a big argument. And Janelle kicked them out of the hotel room. And he went into our hotel room and was yelling and saying that he was going to leave her. It's just always constantly fighting with her.
On your wedding night?
Yeah, on our wedding night.
Oh. I don't know how you forgave her for that enough to even go on a trip with her to begin with.
Because I really am a nice person. And the thing is, she called me right before the wedding and she said, hey, I don't have any other dresses. Everyone's complaining on Twitter. I have a white dress. Well, my dress was ivory. And so me, my personality, I just don't care. Like, you know what? You want to come in with a white dress? You're not going to be center of attention. I'm in the wedding dress. These are my friends and family. If that's all you have, then come on, you know? I just don't care. She wasn't the only one wearing a white dress. There was another girl wearing a white dress, which is insane to me, but I had a wonderful time. I didn't care about her dress. But it is the point. Why did you wear a white dress with a train? I didn't think of it right then and there because I had too much stuff going on. But afterwards, I thought to myself, well, maybe everybody's just being mean to her. Maybe she just really didn't know. But no, now knowing her, she was just trying to get attention.
I think that's something that's really a serious problem for her, to the point that she needs, professional help.
Yeah.
She thinks that all attention has to be on her.
I do want to say one thing when Paula's on the phone. Paula, how many times did Janelle work out when we were in St. Thomas? Paula?
That I saw?
How many times did you see Janelle work out?
Unless you consider force lifting, which I mean by that, taking your fork from your plate and putting it in your mouth, an exercise, none.
Yeah, she. How many times, Paula? How many times did I break down in tears because of my weight in St. Thomas?
None.
That it's just all lies. Everything is lies. She doesn't think someone's going to say, "What are you talking about? Why do you keep lying?"
Right. Nobody calls her out on it, except for you guys.
Me and Paula will.
Right.
She's just delusional. She's just delusional. There's never a winning with her, you know? I just wonder right now how shitty she feels, how crazy she's going over all of this that is going on right now.
She's going crazy, but she doesn't feel shitty at all. She doesn't feel like she's done anything wrong.
Because she doesn't care about anyone. The only person that matters for Janelle is herself. Every picture that she takes with Jace or the kids and so on, it's not because she wants the memory. It's because she wants to prove something to social media. We take pictures with our children so that we can remember that, so that we have, you know, a shot of that one moment that you lived, you know, a special occasion. No, for her, it's not that. It's just really to post online and prove something. Like, hey, look, I'm at the park with my kids. Hey, look, I'm kissing my kids. I mean,
it's life. It's what you do as an adult.
You don't really have to prove yourself over and over and over and over and over again, you know?
I will say that Patrick and I have... Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, can you hear us?
Patrick and I have met Babs, Janelle's mom. We've met her 3 times. Nicest woman in the world. Really, so sweet, so polite. The complete opposite of Janelle, which again, I've heard a lot of things that, you know, she's just like Janelle on TV, but I'm just saying the only 3 times that we met her and stuff, she was so nice to us, so nice to the kids, gave us compliments, even gave us compliments after we left, which it's not, oh, yeah, we love those compliments, that's why we like her. It just shows that she's a sweet person. Watching Jace, like watching his every move, just being a grandmother. I mean, no wonder why she has Jace. It's a good thing that she does have Jace and that Janelle doesn't.
Right. Well, she's basically his mom.
Yeah,
Janelle's
yeah.
like a glorified big sister.
Yeah.
Okay, so during the time that you guys were at their house, were they ever, like, crazy around your kids, like, fighting or any of that?
Are you talking to Paula or are you talking to me?
No, you.
No, they weren't crazy at all. Janelle actually stayed in her room. She went in her room the whole entire night. She went in there like at 7 and stayed in there the whole entire night. In the morning, she was really nice. She got a Starbucks. Nathan made the kids eggs. At night, Nathan wanted to have a few shots. Nobody was in the mood. You know, we have our kids. We can't have shots. He begged us and begged us. And finally, he drank them all, and he sat on the couch and played video games, and we went to sleep. And they didn't fight or anything that I remember. They did get in one fight, but we weren't there. We were actually on the beach, and they got in a big fight. So we weren't even there when that happened because we would have actually just took the kids and left. But they were actually, I mean, it's crazy because, like, one minute you really think to yourself, man, these are really nice people. Like, you know, Nathan's a really great person. And then even Janelle, you think, man, this girl just went and bought me a butterfly cup. You know, she's out with Nathan.
Yeah,
she bought me and Paula a cup. That's really sweet. It doesn't matter if she only paid $12 for it, just the thought. And then she talks about everybody. It's crazy how the way that works.
Yeah, she comes back. She goes out and comes back for the next of kindness, and then turns around and fucks it all up. It's hard to even understand her. In a way, I feel sorry for her because it's like this person's got no identity. She's so confused within herself. She doesn't even know who she wants to be. She wants to be nice or evil to you. She likes you.
It is because it's a front, and her true colors come out, and her true colors are ugly.
Her opinion regarding other people changed so much and so fast that you can't keep up. One minute she loves you, the next minute she hates you. And anyway, guys, I have to go. Is there one more question, specific question that you guys want to answer?
I'm going to answer.
Okay, well, if you guys ever want me to be on the show again, if more questions arise, I'm sure between the time I hang up and the time I wake up tomorrow morning, there'll Twitter will be full, but it will be my pleasure to be on the show again. If you guys ever need me to be, Marty, you have my number, and you can contact me via text message or call me anytime you want if you have any further questions. And
thank you so much Twitter, for your time, Paula.
If you guys have any questions, if Twitter people have any questions, I still think that Twitter is a little bit confusing, and I'm pissed that they only allow you to write so many words. I think that that's fucked up. If I want to say something, I want to say it all the way. I don't want to say half of it or have to split it into a thousand little messages, you know? Anyway, but send me a message on Twitter with your question, and then I'll message you back, and then you can take a screenshot of that and post it if you want. But it's just easier for me to do it that way. Maybe, I don't know, maybe because I'm Brazilian, I'm weird, I don't know. Anyway, I hope it helps. I hope it clarified a few things. If you still think I'm a bitch, then, well, that's
you're not at all.
Anyway.
Don't worry about it. Thank you so much for calling, Paula. We appreciate it.
Not a problem. You guys are fun. And Twitter people, y'all crash me up. positively entertaining. Love you guys. Good night.
Bye, Paula.
Good night. Good night. Bye, Candace. Call me.
I will. Bye.
Right, bye.
She's so funny.
Yeah, okay, she's so, that's how Paula was the whole trip. She was so outgoing, and so she cried almost every single day because she missed her children. But yet she was still happy. Every time Patrick and I were aggravated with Nathan and Janelle, we were so aggravated. We actually left the hotel one day and just went walking. We walked so long. We walked like 4 hours and stuff just to get away, just to shop, just to eat by ourselves, because we were so upset how the way Nathan and Janelle were acting. We got back, and Paula's so nice. She was trying to calm everybody down. Sweetest woman ever.
So, but Janelle still won't stop contacting her.
She
was telling me yesterday that she had to contact the police because Janelle wouldn't leave her alone. She wasn't even talking to her. Like, it's not like Paula's trying to contact Janelle. Janelle keeps on and won't leave her alone.
Yep. She said that the police said that if she texts or anything one more time, then they'll make a report of harassment.
And I told her yesterday, I was like, okay, well, just so you know, that's going to happen. As soon as you go on the show, they're going to be so mad. So if you don't want to do it, let me know. And she was like, nope, I don't care. If she gets herself in trouble, she gets herself in trouble.
Yeah.
So, you know, but it kind of makes you feel bad for them, because if you think about it, anybody who ever goes against what Janelle wants ends up either her blasting them online or her faking some shit to get them arrested.
Oh, yeah, that's me and Patrick. We're going through that right now with all of her fans that love her, no matter what, you know. I mean, Janelle wrote on my Instagram photos of all of my children, her and that Ryan Dolph guy, wrote on all of the pictures that my children were ugly. Like, oh, this your kids are ugly, you know, just stupid stuff like that. Like, who does that? She wants you to get upset so you can say something to her so she can
exactly.
go to the police.
And not
it's the
that,
same thing that she does with Nathan. She wants Nathan to hit her. She wants that. She likes that. I think for her, she thinks that she would rather them fight than Nathan just to leave. Because to her, if he's going to fight, well, maybe he does love her in some psycho kind of way that she thinks.
That is crazy. I mean,
yeah.
And then, but it has to, what doesn't go off in your head when people online are posting photos with a lineup of the last four guys that you were with and all of them with a mugshot for domestic violence against you? At what point do you not look at yourself and be like, Jesus, maybe I'm the fucking problem?
Nathan called Patrick. And Nathan called Patrick, and Patrick's like, look, we're not friends no more. And Nathan's like, well, I just want to say one thing. I think I want to leave Janelle. I think I'm going to leave her and stuff. But I'm afraid to, because she said that she was going to put marks on her and she's going to call the cops. And Patrick said, look, don't call me no more, but I will tell you, why don't you put cameras in your house? Put cameras in your house. Then she can't do that. leave. And he's like, why do you keep telling us you're going to leave her and you won't leave her? And stuff. And he's like, I really want to leave her, but I'm afraid what she's going to do afterwards. And stuff. And then 2 hours later, he's on Facebook. I mean, not Facebook, but he's on Twitter talking about how he loves her, calling Patrick back saying, I love Janelle. We can't be friends. What are you talking about? You're not friends.
Right.
And I
just told you not to call me. So why? Yeah, I totally get it.
Yeah, and what's funny is that Stevie Ryan girl, she said exactly what Patrick said. But, oh, no, Patrick lied about it, but there's a completely different person that Patrick does not know that has messages saying the same exact thing.
Exactly.
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. But, you know, the people that you guys are dealing with, the true blue Janelle lovers, they don't see any wrong in what she does. If you point it out to them, they'll give you 10 different reasons why you're wrong, even if it's in black and white right in front of their faces. Like, there's no amount of talking that you can ever do to those people that's going to make any difference at all.
Yeah, I've noticed that Patrick will get on Twitter, and he'll say so much stuff. And then every one of her fans, her big fans or whatever, they write tons of shit about me. And, like, they write tons of stuff about me
that's
and Patrick, about we abuse the kids, and Patrick's always, he abuses me, and it's just, it's not funny.
Okay. So a couple of things that you should know. First and foremost, some of these diehard Janelle fans are actually Janelle herself, because she has so many different accounts that she'll log into and make a positive comment about herself, you know, or talk bad to somebody, acting like she's somebody else, you know, like if they say something bad about Janelle, this person will go and attack them, but it's really Janelle, and she has so many accounts that do that. So
it's
likely that some of those people that are attacking you are actually Janelle, and the reason they're attacking you instead of Patrick is because you're the one that Janelle is threatened by, not Patrick.
Well, you know what?
You're pretty,
and
you're nice. People like
here's,
you. Doesn't have
here's what happened. In St. Thomas, here's what happened that really just ticked me off. So the whole entire week, it was all about Nathan and Janelle. All they complained about was Noah and Paula. We didn't want Noah and Paula to come. We, you know, asked them if they wanted to come because it was Paula's birthday. But, man, we just didn't want them to come. If it was just us four, we'd have so much fun and stuff. So we have to sit here and listen to this. Well, then when Paula and Noah come in and they're all happy and just, you know, excited, well, you can feel it. You can feel that mood, that tension. They don't know what's going on and stuff. So we got to how Nathan and Janelle were. They talked about each other when they were gone. Especially Nathan talked about Janelle. That was a big thing about how he was going to leave her and he could have so many other women that's way hotter than Janelle. He said that numerous times there. And I mean, hours before he proposed his fake proposal.
Does he say that stuff to her? Like when they're arguing?
Yes, yes. And when they're arguing, he calls her a heroin addict. He's like, you fucking heroin addict. You're a fucking heroin addict. There was a point to where I got in Nathan's face, and I said, Nathan, you're gonna stop right now. And Janelle was crying and screaming. She said, do you all hear him? Do you hear what he's calling me? I mean, before
you kind of
this was like
bad because that's not how a man should treat a woman. But at the same
when they're doing it to each other,
yeah,
all you're doing is trying to just calm everything down and pray that this trip hurries up and is over.
Yeah.
So you can go home and you don't have to mess with us anymore. Well, anyways, I'm sorry, I got off track. So, it was Paula's birthday. We were supposed to go fishing. We were supposed to spend the whole day, and it was supposed to be about Paula. And Paula was really excited. That morning, Nathan and Janelle's like, we're all going hiking. Well, I only had sandals. Who goes hiking on their vacation? Not me. I want to lay out. I have three kids. I don't want to go hiking. But anyways, the bartender, he told us when we were all eating and stuff, he told us, he said, you don't even need tennis shoes. He said, just wear your sandals and stuff. So I wore my sandals. And when we were hiking, Nathan and Janelle ran off. And, I mean, we didn't see him for, like, 2 hours. So me, Noah, Patrick, and Paula, we just had an amazing time going down this, just going through this big, long trail and stuff, just enjoying ourselves. When we get back to the hotel room, out of the blue, everybody's pissed off. Nathan wanted to go a different route. Well, instead of it taking 2 hours, it really took 5 hours and stuff. We were all angry. We weren't angry at each other. We were just angry and fed up with the fight and just dealing with it, being babysitters and stuff.
Was
we,
that
like,
when her ID and everything got thrown into the bushes?
That's when Nathan took her wallet because she was screaming. She started beating him with her camera bag. And that's when we ran up there and she was screaming at him. She was on her, she was like squatting and she was like, choke me, do it. And he was standing up. And nobody seen his hands on her throat, but she was like, he's going to choke me. Why don't you do it? She's like taunting him. She wants him to. She's screaming, and
weird.
She said, give me my bank card. They got in so many fights over her bank card because she said he was broke, so they were using his money, her money, I mean. And he got pissed off, and he took her stuff out of her purse, and he just threw it everywhere. And, I mean, we were like, what? Patrick got so mad. Patrick and Noah was like, what the hell? Because they knew they had to go and get everything. So as they're doing all of that, me and Paula take Janelle. We should be angry about what's going on, but we took Janelle and we were like, it's going to be okay. Just walk with us. Just calm down. You know, everything will be fine and stuff. Well, later on, and then, okay, it cost $7 for the ferry. Well, Paula and Noah didn't have the money. So they didn't even want to go, but Nathan and Janelle was like, please go, we'll pay, just pay us back and stuff. Well, once we got on that ferry, all they did was complain that they had to spend the $7 for Noah and Paula. Well, it made
$7?
Paula, going there and back, $7 a piece. So, of course, it made Paula and them feel uncomfortable. Don't invite us to something, then complain about it. They did it the whole trip. It's
but
Paula
I mean,
and them was like, we don't care about doing
together,
anything.
That's still $28. Like, if you can't afford $28, then why are you telling everybody how much money you make all the damn time?
It's not even the point that they can't afford it. They just wanted to complain.
They just wanted to complain about something.
Well, when we get back to the hotel, we went to St. John's and we got back to St. Thomas. We went and had something to eat. Paula was in tears. She did not want to talk to nobody. Her and Noah went to the hotel. Well, we went to the Senior Frog place and we were eating. On the way back in the room, Nathan just starts screaming and said, oh, Candace, you want to know the reason why we ran off? You want to know the reason why we ran off? It's because Janelle said you're trying to seek attention. And that's when I got so fucking mad. I was in our room. I got so mad and I just ran in there with everybody. And I was like, I'm fucking tired of this shit. I said, Nathan, all you fucking have done is talk shit about Janelle. Janelle, all you fucking done is talk shit about Paula. I told Paula everything that Janelle said. I said, Paula said that you're all about money. You're a gold digger. The family doesn't like you. Noah, they've been sitting here saying that they don't even want you here. You have no money. You owe them money. And that it would have been a better trip. I said, Nathan, all he has said is how he's going to break up with you. And all you have said is shit about fucking Paula and Noah also. And I was screaming it on the top of my lungs. I said, you're not going to sit here when my feet are fucking black. I got blisters. They're all cut up. Me and Patrick ran off to go find water and stuff and let you all relax while me and Patrick try to do it and stuff. So you're going to sit there and then talk shit about me trying to say I'm trying to seek attention. You're an idiot. I'm a married woman. Who am I trying to seek attention from? I'm really in my bathing suit with my outfit wrapped around my head with no water for 7 hours. Like, really thinking, oh, my goodness, Paula's going to pass out. Paula and Janelle are going to pass out. I need to go and get water. And then you're going to act like a bitch and say that I'm seeking attention. It shows that it was jealousy. They got in a huge argument about it. And I was like, I never said that. And Nathan was like, yes, you did. I love them more than I love you. And Patrick's like, Nathan, what's going on? And Nathan starts screaming at Janelle. And he's like, I'm going to leave you. I love Patrick and Candace way more than I love you. Which, of course, none of that's true.
Wow.
Because he didn't leave her. And he shouldn't love us more than he loves his fiance. And Pat did say that. He said, that's some weird shit. And Noah said, you know, well, I mean, you're his only friend, Patrick. You're the only friend that I know that he has. He doesn't talk about anybody else. I mean, it was just that crazy shit. Just think if you went through that.
Wow. I mean, that
friends don't do that to each other.
No, no, not at all. And then, you know, it makes you wonder, especially when MTV tells you to go in there with her while she takes her makeup or while she puts her makeup on, because they don't have any shots of her with friends. It's not because you don't have any shots of her with friends. It's because she doesn't have any friends.
Yeah.
You know,
and what's funny is in St. Thomas, I don't know the girl Tori, but Janelle told me, I said, I thought a blonde-headed girl that I met before, the first time I met Janelle, I thought her name was Tori. Come to find out, her name's not Tori. It's another name.
Taylor.
Well, I called her Tori. I said, do you still hang out with Tori? I was thinking it was the blonde-headed girl.
That's Taylor.
Yeah, I met her. She's super sweet. Mm-hmm. I met her, and I asked Janelle, but I thought her name was Tori because I don't watch the show. Well, I guess Janelle just didn't know, and she was like, I don't hang out with Tori no more because all she wants to do is film so she can get some money. And I thought, man, that's really shitty. And so it's funny because when she got home, her new BFF is that girl Tori that she talked shit about.
That happens.
The one with the brown hair. That's funny.
Go back and forth, back and forth. They'll hate each other, then they'll be back together. Hate each other, back together. It's so stupid.
Well, that will never happen with me and Patrick. When she said that about a veteran, no matter if you were so angry, it's done. Maybe, you know, we could have forgave Nathan about some of the stuff, you know, if he would have broke up with Janelle, but no, it's just too much has been done.
Okay, so I'm trying to read questions at the same time that I'm talking to you. Do you want to take questions from callers?
That's fine.
Okay, Hallie, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, we're waiting for our operator. The operator is eating pizza, just so everybody knows. Y'all can tweet Hallie and tell her to stop eating pizza and take your call.
What now?
So, let me get you the next question from Twitter. Okay, so I'm sorry. It's scrolling and scrolling and scrolling because we've had almost 4 hours worth of show at this point. Okay, so was there any time that when you guys were with Janelle that she made mention besides just bitching about Twitter in general, like did she mention specific people, the girl that
she mentioned,
in particular.
She mentioned Cortland. She mentioned her ex-husband a lot. She mentioned him a lot. And she mentioned that everyone, and you have to think, Patrick and I didn't have a Twitter until later on when we got back. So we didn't know at all what was going on. She was so upset that everybody said her ring was ugly. In St. Thomas, she was freaking out. I mean, she had a panic attack, which wasn't a panic attack. It was just her having a tantrum. And stuff because everybody said that her ring was ugly. And we all had to sit there and say, no, your ring is really pretty. Don't worry about what people are saying. You know, just, you know, you like it.
Wow.
So yeah, she freaked out.
And make her feel better so that she doesn't freak the hell out
yep.
and embarrass you.
Yep. And that people said that it was really small and that she was upset that her ring was really small. She wasn't upset that it was small. She was upset that everybody was saying that.
I just don't know in what life do you get so worked up about some shit that you don't know these people. You wouldn't know them if you saw them in Walmart. So why do you care what they say about your ring? You know what I mean? Okay, so I hope you guys are tweeting Hallie because I'm still waiting. Okay, so let me see. Next question is...
I'm sorry, I accidentally had you on mute. I'm sitting here just talking away.
Oh, okay.
And I was asking you a question, and I looked down, and I was like, oh, my face must have touched the screen. So
that's all right.
What was the last thing that you said?
I was going to ask you another question, but what were you saying? What were you asking me?
No, I just go on. It's okay.
Okay. let's see. All right, that's already been asked. I'm sorry, person. Okay. keeping up with all of this while Hallie eats pizza.
I'm surprised you have questions, because I'm pretty sure Paula answered most of them, all of them.
Well, but see, Paula has the burden of having to be diplomatic because of the family. So
yeah.
Where you and Patrick.
Well, I do know that Noah and Nathan's mom was really mad at Noah because Nathan, this is what Nathan and Janelle told us, Nathan and them invited me and Patrick, and she thought that she was going to get invited. But then they paid for Noah and Paula, so she was really upset that Nathan and them didn't take her. And do you know that she took, yeah, and I do know that that's all they talked about was, you know, how angry she was that she wasn't invited. And that's not coming from Noah, that's coming from Nathan and Janelle. And I do know when Janelle said all that stuff to Noah, the way that Nathan and everybody made it out in St. Thomas in the airport was that everybody was pissed off at Paula because Janelle said all that shit. Like, they made it, his mom made it out to where it was Paula's fault. Paula didn't do anything.
So,
I mean, if anything, Paula.
To his mom about when Janelle said that she, you know, the whole comment about Noah and his friend and all that in combat.
She knew about it. She knew about it, and she didn't care. She was mad at Paula.
That's so weird.
It is very weird. And it shows you it's just because Janelle's on TV. Or it might have to do with the babies. It was all about, don't say this because Nathan's going to try to get his daughter back. Because Emery's mom, her parents stole her from him, which is not the case at all. Which I'm not even going to go in to that, but, you know, it was all about don't start nothing because he's trying to get his daughter back. So they seen it as Paula was in the wrong for defending herself when she didn't really even defend herself the whole trip. She defended herself for, like, seriously, a few minutes, but she's the bad person. When the whole trip, it was them fighting, and Paula and all of us was trying to calm them down. Because in St. Thomas, when there's a group and two people get in a fight, two people don't go to jail. The whole entire group goes to jail. That's what the security guard was telling us.
Oh, no. I can't do
that.
So,
so we all had to keep our cool while we were there.
Yeah. So whenever the comments were made and all that, and the camera shuts off, Janelle takes off running, what did you guys do?
We fucking just stood there like we were fucking stupid. Like, what the fuck do we do? You know, they're fucking killing each other. You know, it's like really if you were babysitting somebody that was drunk and they were all over the place and you didn't want to, but you had to, you know, you knew that you had to take that person home or you had to deal with that person. It was just, let's hurry up and get through this week. And when this week is over, we're done. We're completely done. It was more of them fighting and Noah and Patrick taking Nathan to the side. Instead of punching Nathan in the face, they were like, Nathan, just calm down. Just calm, you know, it's okay. You're kind of acting, you know, you need to stop drinking for one. They both took Nathan and Nathan got really upset. It was like, I didn't know you two were best friends, because he was secretly jealous that Patrick and Noah got along. They did get along. They had a bunch of stories and I know Noah was in the Army and Patrick was in the Marine Corps, and they both went to Iraq. So they had a bunch of stories about that, and Nathan didn't. So he kind of felt, you know, well, why are you taking my friend? It was jealousy there. And it was just us being quiet. I mean, it was no fun. The only fun that we had, the only excitement that we had was when the crew was there. Because it was normal for a few hours a day. It was normal, and you kind of forgot how the way they acted because you were so happy that there was no drama. So you just wanted it to be no drama to where you were like, fucking finally, let's just have a good time. But you can only do that for so many days until you're just like, ugh, I'm fed up with this.
Especially when you have a life at home that you'd rather be living than this nightmare, no matter if you got a vacation out of it or not.
And the thing is, Nathan called us, and we only had so many days to get ready. Nathan called us and asked us if we wanted to go on a trip. Patrick said, look, Christmas just passed. We have three kids, and it's not just the three kids. My mom has 10 grandchildren, and we have aunts, uncles, grandmas. We go all out for Christmas. Christmas is Patrick's favorite holiday. So, you know what? We're not going to break into our savings to go on a vacation that really isn't anything. We go on vacations with our children. Nathan was like, well, I'll pay for one ticket. Can you pay for the other? And Patrick said, are you sure? I don't want you to do that. And Nathan said, look, I just got $20,000 from the VA. Janelle just got $350,000. I get $20,000. I don't know if it's 20 or 40. I think it's 40 thousand per episode. And then he starts talking about the kids, how much they get money. He said, I can pay for your ticket. He said, I really want you to come. You're my best friend. Me and Janelle, we love you all. We're going to have an amazing time. We were excited. We were like, hell yeah, you know. Yeah, we'll definitely come up there. And out of the blue, Nathan called and said, hey, I went ahead and I bought the second ticket. Don't worry about it. It was $500 a piece. It was a fucking $1,000. $1,000. And everyone thinks that me and Patrick Dunn took like $1 million from them. That's how everyone's acting. That's what friends do for friends, you know? If we would have known that this $1,000 would have drug on and drug on, we would have never went.
Yeah. I mean, especially and with everything else that went along with it.
And to throw it up in our faces over and over and over. You know, I mean, have you ever bought any of your friends anything? Because to me, it was like the first time that he's ever splurged on his friends. And he just wanted the world to know. If Janelle didn't lie and she didn't get on Twitter and say, hey, Nathan paid for everything, nothing would have came out. It was Janelle's fault. She shouldn't have got on Twitter and said, hey, Nathan paid for the hotel and the flights. Well, then you have tons of people talking shit to me and Patrick. Oh, you're just using them. You're just there for the free trip. We spent $1,200 when we were there. It might not be a lot, but we're not on TV and we're not getting a big lump sum of money. It was enough for me and him to have a good time, you know?
Right.
It was
okay,
just,
so
it was.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go on.
That's okay, go ahead.
No, it's okay, you can go on.
Okay, so after Nathan called Patrick and told him that he was thinking about leaving Janelle and that happened, has he contacted him since then?
Patrick heard a story in the Marine Corps, which Patrick's friends have heard also. Patrick wrote that story on his Twitter. Nathan got really upset, and it was something that they caught Nathan with, I don't know the name.
On
it's with,
in front of some other guy, right?
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
Basically. And stuff. Well, Nathan called Patrick and was like, I cannot believe that you wrote that on there. You know that I'm against being a homo. That's what he said in his words. And Patrick's like, what? He said, I will never forgive you for that. And Patrick said, are you fucking kidding me? Your girlfriend, because, you know, they were on and off. He said, your fucking girlfriend had her friend write my wife and make fun of her miscarriage. And you're talking about you're mad that people think that you're gay and stuff.
Right.
And he was like, I think I'm going to break up with Janelle. He was just all over the place. And
oh my God.
They both told each other, this will be the last time that we talk. Do not call me. And Nathan kept saying, do not call me or I'm going to put a restraining order out on you. And then they would say goodbye.
After Patrick
and then
already said that he didn't want to talk to him anymore.
Yeah, and then Nathan would call back and say, hey, Janelle wants to know, are you all on Twitter saying this about, she's not saying nothing. She hasn't posted one damn thing. You and Patrick keep writing stuff. Candace keeps writing stuff about Janelle because Janelle kept deleting the stuff that she was writing. So it only looked like I was just writing about Janelle, me and Patrick was and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Patrick finally said, listen, Nathan, don't you fucking call me again. Don't you fucking call me or I'll call the cops on you. And then that was the end of it. We don't think of Nathan or Janelle. And the only time I do think of them is when I get on Twitter or somebody sends me something about something that she said.
Right.
It's not a big loss at all.
Okay, so I have one more question and then we'll wrap it up.
Okay.
A lot of people are asking this question. There's a girl that helps Janelle, and she goes by Jen or Jelly, and they want to know if Janelle ever talks about her.
Never. Never.
You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah. She never talks about her. She never talks about anybody at all. The only person that she talks about is her ex-husband and her ex-boyfriends. And that's
so
it. That she does not have no friends. She doesn't. The only time she talked about the Tory girl was when I thought it was the blonde-headed girl, and she said that.
And
she doesn't even talk
up.
About her children. She's never mentioned her children unless we were taping, and her producer was like, "How about you all?" The producer doesn't tell us what to say. She just tells us talk about
the conversation.
Yeah, and then it did get to the point to where she was telling me what to say word for word. Because we were just over it. And she just kept asking us, "Hey, I know that you asked this yesterday, but go ahead and say that." But Janelle doesn't talk about any of her fans. She makes fun of them. She makes, whenever she tells her fans that she can't take a picture because it's against her contract, and then they walk away because they're actually embarrassed. Like,
am I the only one that can't hear Candy? Chubby said no.
Can you hear me?
Yes, now I can hear you.
Yeah, but she does not like any of her fans. If she did, she would take pictures with them. We were actually on the ferry, and there was a woman, and she had the biggest, beautifulest ring, her engagement ring. I'm talking about, it was a rock. It was so beautiful. And she did not care about Nathan or Janelle. She did not know who these people were. She was just having a good time. And Nathan and Janelle was like, "Oh, that girl's trying to take a picture of us. Look at her ring. Look at that rock. She's trying to take a picture of me. Patrick, will you stand in front of me?" You do not do that to a fan. She wasn't a fan. But if she was, you don't do that to your fans. You take pictures with them. They're the reasons why you get paid. But
right.
She doesn't talk about Ham. She doesn't talk about that J.J. Stokes girl. She doesn't talk about none of them. She uses all of them.
I love that you called her Ham because I made that name for her.
Ham, yeah.
A long time ago, but I made that name for her, so yeah. But I call her that because she's like, she always has to be the center of attention. She always has to be all up in what, you know, is going on with Janelle. She'll tweet something from her own account and then log into Janelle's account so that she can retweet herself. It's just weird.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Thank you for letting me talk and say my side of the story. And I know that a lot of people are going to just hate no matter what. But what Paula said and what I said, it is the same exact thing.
Yeah.
So hopefully everybody can understand that's really what happened on the trip.
Well, you know, the majority of people see it for what it is. But then, you know, you still have that small...
Oh, yeah, there will always be people,
remember... Half of them are Janelle.
Yeah. Okay.
Helen?
I'm sorry?
So then they never give up.
Oh, no, they don't. They don't. But I do want to thank you again for letting me just vent to you all. And have a good night.
Well, thank you
thank
for coming
you.
On.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Did you enjoy your pizza house day?
I didn't have any, dude.
You said the pizza was there?
Yeah, I got the door, and I came back.
Oh. I told everybody that you were eating pizza whenever I asked them if they wanted, because they kept on sending on ask. They kept on wanting to talk to Candy. But, guys, if you want to talk to her, you have to press 1. So
yeah, and there wasn't.
You didn't get a chance to talk to her. That's because you didn't press 1. So, anyway, all right. We're tired. We never intended to talk to you guys for this long, but once it got started.
Now we're not going to have a show for, 6 months.
8 years. Fuck y'all.
We're filled.
I'm just kidding. But, yeah, we had a good time. We hope you guys enjoyed the show.
We did.
And the after show. And we're so
done. We did say that we think Kaiser is adorable.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Anybody that has any questions about that, feel free to go back on the after show and hear exactly what was said. And if you didn't hear what was said and you're still bitching, then I think that your vagina should spontaneously combust.
Oh, God.
Amen.
I don't know where you're going with that. Okay. We love you guys.
All right. Good night.
good night.